Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Monday, March 18th. Israel's military is ordering all people near the Al-Shifa medical complex in Gaza City to evacuate. This comes after Israeli forces began attacking the complex, claiming Hamas militants were inside, which CNN cannot independently verify. The Palestinian Health Ministry in Gaza says about 30,000 people were sheltering inside the complex. Rick Brennan with the World Health Organization was recently in Gaza and says people fleeing the hospital will find a dire situation no matter where they go.
Like just about every other humanitarian veteran that's worked in Gaza recently or visited Gaza recently, I would say there are aspects of this crisis that are amongst the worst I've ever seen. We're well short of the assistance that's required to stay ahead of famine.
UNICEF says a container carrying essential items for newborn babies and their mothers was looted in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, this weekend. Millions in the Caribbean country are facing gang rule, hunger, and chaos. CNN's David Culver went inside a school in the capital where every single classroom has been turned into a refugee shelter.
A lot of them tell me they don't know where their next meal is going to be. One little girl, 8 years old, saying she goes to bed every single night hungry. And a lot of that is because in the past 2 weeks in particular, supply lines, especially for programs of international aid, like the World Food Program, have been severed. They're dealing with this at a level that they have not faced prior.
You can hear more about David's reporting in the latest episode of CNN's One Thing, in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts. Brooklyn's DA is not pursuing charges against the man who shot another man in the head on a subway train last week. A spokesperson for the DA's office says early evidence shows self-defense and at this stage prevents them from filing any criminal charges against the shooter. The dramatic incident was captured in videos widely shared online showing two men ages 32 and 36 getting into a fight during rush hour Thursday on board a New York City subway train. Police say the 32-year-old disarmed the 36-year-old and shot him in the head with his own gun. The shooter was arrested at the scene, while the other man was taken to a nearby hospital where he remains in critical condition. The family of the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg says her memory is being dishonored by an award bearing her name. The Ginsburg Award, given by the Opperman Foundation and not affiliated with the family, quote, celebrates leaders who have demonstrated extraordinary accomplishments in their chosen fields. Among this year's recipients are billionaire Elon Musk and conservative media mogul Rupert Murdoch, which the son of the late liberal Supreme Court justice says are people who stand against his mother's principles.
When you think of people, you know, trying to create a more just society, which of course was mom's ultimate goal, those are probably about the last names that would come to mind.
The Opperman Foundation did not respond to an earlier inquiry from CNN. Some golf fans are lashing out against what they say is a stupid rule. That's next.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The crowd at the Players' Championship in Florida held its breath yesterday before cheering when golfer Austin Eckroat's putt finally went in the hole after dangling on the edge for almost 40 seconds. But while the crowd cheered, the celebration didn't last long. A rule states that a player is allowed a, quote, reasonable time for their ball to reach the hole and another 10 seconds to wait and see if the ball drops in. So Eckroat's didn't count. Some fans on social media lashed out against the rule, calling it stupid. There was no official statement from the Players' Rules Committee, but a PGA Tour spokesperson told CNN it was, quote, just the application of the rule. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.